So we'll start with the Basayin. You'll see it's going to be Marchiv. This Basayin Torah is unbelievable. So it's Basayin and Parshat Lecha. And it says like this. The Pasuk says, Avram ben Chamish v'shivim shana v'tesel mecharad. Yeah, so he's 75 years old and he left Char. So now, just to be mocked, and whenever the Torah gives you a number, like that he's 75 years old and Sarai was 90 or this one, it always means something. You know what I mean? The fact that it says someone how old is, or you see numbers, whatever it is, any number you're going to see in the Torah is going to, it means something.
So no one randomly points out ages.
Right, even with Sarah, right? It says she was 127. So Rashi makes the whole thing there. Right. She was like 100, right. Like, so you see that it means something. So what does it mean that the Torah has to mean that, why does it have to go out of the way, why do we care how old Avram is? Obviously, it means something. So this is what the Basayin says. This is unbelievable Torah. V'nucha lomar b'davar zeh, dine. Kisha amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram lecha me'aretzcha me'odcha. When Hashem told Avram to go, the MS, haya kashal Avram davar zeh. We see as Avram was like all excited and go, like, it's probably very tough. L'ilich m'biz aviv m'ishpachto me'anche shlomo, from everything he knew, ve'aretz m'lato, asher hurgo ba. He's used to living there, kol yamav. Ubifrat, Shalom Amar Lo Bitchila Eza Eretz Yelech. He didn't tell him where to go. Rakshi Yar Eva. He says, yeah, just go. I'll show you where to go. Meaning, I said this yesterday. Like, imagine, like, your Rebbe coming to you and be like, listen, you're doing great in Yeshiva and, like, great, they made a kesher. I want you just to make a right, make a left, and then go, like, straight, and then, like, call me in, like, 3 years and I'll tell you where to go. Meaning, like, I've had no idea where to go. It's very hard. So, A, it's hard to leave everything, and B, you have no idea where you're going. So this was something that was tremendously hard for Avraham Avinu, even though he could be all excited about it, but it's hard just to get up and leave. So this is what he says. Ah, but Iker habachina bazeh, lavo l'kayim ratzon abois baruch, afil b'davar shkashlo. The main nekud that you're going to come out with, the main avoda that Avraham Avinu came out with was what? Was that even if things are hard for you, who said avoda Hashem is supposed to be easy? That's why it's called avoda. That's why people don't like davening, because davening is called avoda, because it's hard. Right? But meaning that to do the Ratzon Hashem, even if it's hard sometimes, who nimshach v'bechinas emunas Hashem yisbarach u'bitchon abo. When a person is going to serve Hashem, even if it's hard, that comes from a place of bitachon and emuna. Ratzon lomar, what it means is machmas emuno bitachon shayla Avram vino alav shalom bebore kolamim, because of the emuna and the bitachon Hashem had Avram had in Hashem. Avram believed with full emuna and bitachon that what everything Hashem does is just good. So if Hashem's telling me to go somewhere, it can't be that he's leading me off. Therefore, that led Avram to doing this, even though it was hard for him. Now listen to this. Zehu, Avram ben chamesh v'shivim shana b'tis mechar. And that's why it says Avram was 75 years old. Why do I care that he's 75 years old? Hainu, k'shiyatza mecharan, yatza aminas bitachon b'Hashem. When he left Charan, he came with what? With bitachon. Shevitachon gematria ayin hei. Because Bitachon is Gemach exactly 75. Avram ben Chamesh v'shiv Mishana. Hainu shaya az b'chinas Bitachon. At 75, he was in the b'china of Bitachon. He went with Bitachon. He's 75 years old. It means what? He went with his Bitachon. Garam lo latzeitz mecharn beis Avram. And that's what caused him to leave. Why? Because he went with Bitachon. That's why Dafka says 75 years old. Because 75 is Gemach Bitachon. Because that's what Avinu went with. He went with that Bitachon. That Hashem does everything good. And we will come, if you take, I thought it was yesterday also, that in order to have bitachon, if you're a baal guf, then your guf says, it's hard for me right now. If you're a baal neshama, then your neshama guides you. That's what Rubenstein always says. The most important thing about the neshama of the guf is that your neshama is mandrachim. Right? And your neshama is that bitachon. It's a chelek ma. It means that what? That I believe in myself. Because myself is a chelek ma. So what are the last letters of ben? Chamesh v'shivim shana. Neshama. Ben Chamesh v'shivim shana, which is exactly that he was 75 years old. Because when that's his neshama. Neshama was guiding him with that bitachon. And it gets even better. And now we come later to the end of the parsha. Well, not the end, but the middle. Right? It says that Avram went out to war. And how many people did he take with him to war? 318 men. Okay. What's this 318 men? Savisa b'gemara, and Rashi quotes this, Eliezer hu dechush b'na hachiyav. It says he only took Eliezer, because Eliezer is gematria 318. Yes, that's Rashi says that. Therefore, he only took Eliezer. Hainu shalohi arak hu v'Eliezer. But that itself is still hard. Oh, wonderful. Avram, instead of 318 men, he took the war, he took him and Eliezer. Oh, amazing. What's that going to help, though? Meaning that, so if you have 318 men to go to war, then okay, that's going to war. But just you and Eliezer, what's that going to get you? You're going two people. It doesn't make any sense. Heyach itachin shavrim ba'atzmo meliezer yaruch melchama neged chamisha melachim. Davashu neged derech ha-teva. It's completely against teva. You can't go to war with two people. Imnu chalom arshu davar... But now let's come back to what we said before. Everything that Avram did was what? Was just with bitachon. So obviously he went with bitachon on this. Then he believed that 100% Hashem's going to help me, even though it's lo kederech hateva. I believe 1,000%. That's why the name Eliezer says in Shemos, ki elokei avi beezri. That's what Eliezer means. What does that mean? It means that the Indian of Eliezer doesn't mean he took Eliezer only. It means he took the Bechina of Eliezer. That what? Elokei avi beezri. Hashem's going to help me. He's going to be my assistance. Zel vayarek eschanichav. Shmona asaru shlosh meos. Why? Because we said before that Avram came with his bitachon. Yeah? So you take Avram. Oh! Avram plus bitachon is Gematria 318. Is that what? That Avram went with that bitachon? That's what he took. He took Elokei Avi Be'ezri. He took his bitachon with him. And he went. Yeah, it was Loki Derech HaTeva that he'd win it. But hold on, he's like, hold on a second. I'm not going out to a physical war. I'm going out with my bitachon. And you have someone, bitachon? No. If you believe, like we said, we saw last year from Or Gedaliah, it says, according to how much you believe in Hashgacha Pratis, that's how much Hashgacha Pratis you have. So I mean, if you say, I have 80% Hashgacha Pratis, it's only 80% Hashgacha Pratis, then you'll have 80% Hashgacha Pratis. If you believe 100% that it's all Hashem, that there's no Derech HaTeva, then what? Then that's how you're going to live your life. I'll be L'mal M'neteva. I knew, Shalakach L'shmo Avram B'chei Bitachon. Yeah, so that he took his name Avram plus Bitachon, and that's Gematria 318. L'sayos Ovenasa Mizeh Shmona Asar Shlosh Meos. That's all he went to war with, which is 318 men. That was his Bitachon. Zehu Gamkein Kavanasa Gemara Eliezer Hu Dechush B'nei Hachi Hava. Hainu Eliezer Hu Meravz B'chinas Bitachon K'nem Ralel. Like we said before, that Eliezer represents Elokei Avi Bezri. Hainu Shalakach L'shmo B'chinas Bitachon. He took himself with his Bitachon. That's what the Basayin says. So we see an unbelievable yisod from the Basayin. Is that what? Avraham Avinu went something that was lo kederech hateva. A, to leave your family, to go a place you have no idea where it is, and not just that, to go to a war that doesn't make any sense. But his bitachon was po all that. That's what's really going on here. Is that we think, we're taught that no, if you have emunah, of course I have emunah. You believe in Hashem. But Rubenstein always likes to say, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, says, V'amunascha sviva secha. Yeah, which means that your sviva, which sviva means who you're surrounded by, yeah? So Rubenstein says, V'amunascha, that all your day your emunah, sviva secha, that creates your sviva. I mean, your emunah is pole for you. And that's what Avram went with, even though it didn't make any logical sense, but that's what bitachon is. It's not supposed to always make sense. That's the whole thing. That's the zechira we say on Rosh Hashanah. That what? Kol Amar Hashem. Zacharti lach chesed nuraich. Lech teich acharai b'minibar b'eretz lo zeru. You went after me in the midbar. B'eretz lo zeru. And everything in this world is always that it has to make sense, has to be logical sense. That's the thing Hashem wants to see, that sometimes it doesn't make sense. And you do it. Because you have that emunah. And that's the chashivas of emunah. So this is Remez from Rabbi Nachman. Torah Ayin Vav. I went through the whole piece. It's a gevaldic piece. But it says like this. Torah Ayin Vav in the first paragraph. It says, V'zehu b'chinas malas ha-bitachon. Nachman's going to say, this is the gevaldic kite of what bitachon is. Yeah? Ke bitachon hu b'chinas estaklis. What bitachon represents estaklis. I'll just fill you in what he's been saying until now. That when a person looks at something, yeah, when you look at something, it means you make a gvul on it. Yeah? Like, let's say you see, right? If I look at you, if I stare at you, now I make a picture. For example, you see like a shooting star, yeah? If I asked you what it was, you can't explain it because you have no idea what it was. It went too fast. But if you look at something and you see it, then like I make a gvul and I zero in on what it is. Yeah? So he says, so too, bitachon is this inyan of histaklis. Shemistaka v'tzofa beinav l'Hashem yisbarach levada v'teachbo. That what does bitachon represent? That you raise up your eyes to Hashem and you just have bitachon in Hashem. That you fully trust Him. Bibachinas, that's why we say in davening every day. Eine chol elechi yisaberu. That everyone's eyes are to you. That what? Yisaberu. That yisaberu is lashon bitachon. Like we say in davening, Ashrei she'el Yaakov Bezro, Sivro al Hashem elokav. Sivro means bitachon. Means to rely on Hashem. Ki aide estaklus bitachon, gam kein osakeli. That when a person looks up to Hashem, that's making a kli. Dahainu gvul uzman. You set a gvul. You make a zman. Ki hashpa yered this mil ma'al tamid. Hashem's always sending down shefetas. Achshi blows mom. But that shefa is mamish without any borders to it. Maybe something you need now is going to come in 3 years from now. Hashem's sending it down, but it's not exactly the zman. You didn't make a kli to be mekabel it, right? But through bitachon, what bitachon does, it creates that kli to get the shef Hashem's giving to you, right? That's why sometimes you have people who are like one day doing this, then like they learn this, they're like a mess, right? There's no kli to it, so therefore. They like feeling up, and then they mamish have a down, and then they're up and down, and it's like mamish, like what are they doing with their lives, right? Because there's no kli. Person needs a kli, and that bitachon in Hashem is what makes that kli. Shtavah shefa be'esus manchu tzarch v'zeh perish pasuk. Now, if you read the pasuk like this, ein echoy lechi saberu v'atanosin lahem esachlam bi'ito. Perush, bistakluso beinav l'Hashem yisbarach. When a person looks up to Hashem with bitachon, b'chinas einecholach yisaberu aydeze atanosin lahem esachlam. When bito, at the time that you need it, bito dafka. T'hainu beisus man shutzarch ki bitachon shubichinas taklus osa kli gvulzman. Because what that through the midah of bitachon, it makes a kli to be mekabel shefa. So now, what are the last letters of einechol elecha? The last letters.
Yud, Lamed, Chav,
Elech. Kli. Oh, no. Chol, sorry. Chol, Elecha, Yisabir. No, yeah. Eini Chol, Elecha.
Yeah.
Eini Chol, Elecha.
Kli.
The Kli, and what's the next word? Yisabir, which is the Bitachon. But how do you get that Kli? Through the Bitachon. That through the Bitachon, we don't realize that Hashem wants to just, you know, Shpi onto us, Tovas, like Avram Avinu had. Right? And that's why Hashem giving him all these things. Right? Why? Because it's Bitachon. And that's what it is. A person realizes that through that amunah, through that bitachon, you have an Hashem that you learn with bitachon. Do things with bitachon. Hashem's going to give you everything. But just because it doesn't seem b'derech hatev is going to work out, that's how it's supposed to be b'derech pnimius. So now, the whole Indian that we're still cheshvan, still very fresh out of like this amount of Tishrei. So Tishrei, we said halal came out every day. Not came out every day, but a lot. Right? 8 straight days, 9 straight days, said halal. And then right after that, you have Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, 2 days. A lot of Hallel going on. So throughout Hallel, I don't have a sitter on me, but it's mamish loaded with bitachon. Right? Just say the words, right? What do we say? Yisrael b'tach l'Hashem, Ezra m'ginimu. Beis Aaron b'chuba Hashem, Ezra m'ginimu. Yireh Hashem b'chuba Hashem. Everything's bitachon. Then you come to Min HaMitzar, yeah? Look at Min HaMitzar Karzika, Anayim Rechavka, right? Anayim Rechavka, Hashem li lo yira. Okay? What does it say? Right after that, Shem lo lira, ma'as li adam, Ashrei ish b'tach b'Hashem b'tach b'adam. It's left and right. She's talking about why would a person have bitachon in a person? Have bitachon in Hashem. The whole metzias is filling you up with bitachon. Okay, and that's why we know soon enough. It's still far, but it's not so far. We're coming to Hanukkah. But the whole metzias of Hanukkah is all built on this inyan of bitachon. Right, the whole story of it. It lo k'derech hateva. That's why who the nes of Hanukkah come about through. The Kohanim. So Kohen, it's Gematria Bitachon. The whole Metzias, how were they zochet to this Nes? Again, this Nes, Svarim say that it was 5 Chashmonaim versus tens of thousands of Yevanim. Now, your mind can't grasp how does that make any sense. It says like in one swipe, Yehuda HaMaccabi killed like 50,000, like in one jump he killed 50. Now, it doesn't make any sense to us. But if you have Bitachon, then it makes sense to you. Why? Because there's no Teva when you're living by Bitachon. Why? And that's what they lived on. Lived b'shem kol Yisrael. That's why, especially that's the whole Indian of Bitachon. That's why Rubinstein said one time that it says the whole Indian by the Chashmonaim is that they were mechavin b'shem kol Yisrael. Yeah, mechavin b'shem. Everything their kavanah was just mechavin b'shem kol Yisrael. So if you take the Rosh Tevas of mechavin b'shem kol Yisrael is Maccabi. That everything they did was that amuna in Yisrael. And that's what Hanukkah is all about. Totally l'mal min ha-teva. And that's that Bitachon. So now we come to that Indian of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is referred to as Sof Kol Anisim. It means the end of everything. Right? It's the that's why the Shlach says that Hanukkah is the Lashon of Chinuch. What's the Chinuch for? Chinuch to the times of Mashiach. It's the Oraganas. Revealing that Oraganas, that's bringing that Oraganas, is bringing us to that time of Mashiach. Happens to be Rav Rubinstein has a Gevalda Grammas in this also. By Yom Kippur time, yeah, the last Avodah the Kohen Gadol does is what did he do? He left two things in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What were those two things? The kaf and the machte, yeah. That's the last avodah he does. He goes back to Kodesh Kodashim and he takes them out of Kodesh Kodashim. The Kaf and the Machta. So which means Alpi Pnimius, Kodesh Kodashim is that at the end of time, the last avodah the Kohen Gadol is going to do, he's going to bring out those last two things in Kodesh Kodashim is what? The Kaf and the Machta. So we've seen some time that Kaf is also as Pach, which is the Pach Shemen of Hanukkah. And Machta is also as Timcha. It's Timcha Zecher Malik. That the last two things we have until that are in the Kodesh Kodashim that still have that Kiddush to fill us up, that the hope that Mashiach is coming is what? Is the Pach Shemen of Chanukah and the Timcha Zecher Malik of Purim. It's Chanukah and Purim. Yeah? So Chanukah brings us to that Or of Mashiach. So now, there has to be a sitter around there. What's that? Yeah? Oh, so I don't need it. Yeah? So it goes like this. When we come to the end of davening, so like this. Baruch HaGever Shech Tach Bashem. Then what's the next word? Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. Kivika Hashem adum. V'yivtachov b'tachon comes up all left and right there. Yeah? So go like this. First, take gematria of Baruch HaGever Sheiv Tach b'Hashem. This is gematria 996. Gematria Mashiach ben David v'Mashiach ben Yosef. Okay? Baruch HaGever Sheiv Tach b'Hashem. That's the new b'tachon. So now it goes like this though. Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. It says what? A person should have trust in Hashem Adayad, until Ad. What's Ad? So, Api Kabbalah, we know that Ad is what? It's a shame of Bitachon, is a shame Aleph Chaf Dal Tes Mem. Yeah, are you familiar with this shame or no? So it goes like this. We say in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, it's one of the Tehillims of what's it called? Of Tikkun HaKlali. Yeah, we say the Pasuk says, Tzama Nafshi Lokim, Lekel Chai, Masai Avo Vere, Pnei Elohim. Yeah? So the Arizal learns like this. Take Pnei Elokim represents what? The letters before Elokim. Okay? So now let's take what's before an Aleph? An Aleph. No, an Aleph. Right? Nothing before an Aleph. What's before a Lamed? A Chaf. What's before a Hey? A Dalet. What's before a Yud? A Tes. What's before a Mem Sofit? Mem Sofit. A Mem. So this is a shame called the Shem Akaret. Okay? So what's Gematria? Aleph, Chaf, Dal, Tes, Mem? Seventy-four is Gematria Bitachon with the Kolal. So this is called the Shema Bitachon. Hands be that this will get you happy and you happy. Both of you guys have it. You good chaver. Yeah? So now what are the two letters that didn't change?
Mem and Aleph.
So what are the letters that changed?
Chaf Tes.
What's Gematria Chaf Tes?
It's 31, 33.
33 is, and that's why it's the Shema of Lag Bomer. This is called the Shema Lag Bomer. The Shema Kadit.
We spoke about the Shema Lag
Bomer. Yeah, exactly. So this is the Shema Bitachon.
Yeah, in Meirun.
So that's what it means. So you say, Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. That's why this is called the Shema Bitachon. Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. Until Ad. Which is what? Which is the Shema Bitachon. From the Arizal. But even deeper, Moshe Tzvi said last week, I think, is that what's Ad? You have to have this Bitachon to Hashem. This Bitachon to Hashem, the world's going to do everything to not let you have this Bitachon. But you have to bring it even until Ad. So Ad is a Shtevos, Ikvisa, the Meshicha. That the main nekuda at the time because of Mashiach, if a Jew has a Muna, it's the biggest Pella today. It's the biggest Pella is a Jew has a Muna. Bitachon. But that's exactly what the Bas Ayin is telling us. That's what Bas Ayin brings out of Voda. That what? That this is Avram Vinu, but again, Maisa Avo Simon Labanim. Means what? Again, we know, we learned like this last night from the Kudimran. Whenever it's talking about Mechamos with Avram, and also, again, this Mechamos of Avram, believe me, four kings and five kings is not just talking about four kings and five kings. Is the Shema Avai four letters or is it five letters? Right? Is there Nefesh Ruach Hashem Achai Yechida? Or is it only Nefesh Ruach Hashem Achai? Right? Is it Yud Kei Vav Kei? Is it... Four and five is everything. How many cups do we have on Pesach? Four cups or five cups? How much? Everything. So you have to know, this Mechamos is also talking about a Mechamos in Pnimius. That when you're fighting your Yetzirah, you're fighting versus Sodom and Amorah. Is there a bigger Yetzirah than that? They got flipped over. Right? It's Mamash the biggest Rasham. But that's what? It requires that Bitachon. To know in all those Avodas, you can win that Avoda.
It doesn't say where. It's a whole name of
Avram's
Bitachon. He doesn't know where he's going.
Ah, very good. Adayad, exactly. Beautiful. It's a beautiful remez. He doesn't know where he's going. But even that place, even you don't know where you're going, that's okay. You don't need to always know where you're going. And you follow that Amun and Hashem, and your Amun is what's going to guide you there. Now I'll just finish one remez for you guys. Because this week's parsha, you see left and right, the whole name of Lechecha, Lechecha with the two words itself, is Gematria Amunah, 100 plus 2. You see that Hashem, what do we see that Hashem praises Avram for? V'hemin ba'Hashem v'yachshevel lo tzedaka. I think Rav Nachman has a piece in that. It says v'hemin ba'Hashem, avin emunah Hashem. And what did Hashem say about that? V'yachshevel lo tzedaka. She says, oh, that's your tzedaka you're giving to me. I mean, how do you give Hashem tzedaka? Your emunah in Hashem is what give it, that. That's the tzedaka. Yeah. So it goes like this. Listen to this, Rambam. This is a big matana from Hashem. Got this last year. This is a really chashuv one. So it's in Torah. Nachman has a lot of Torahs on this in of Amunah. But listen to what he says here. I mean, he happens to be just learning the Kudran. I thought of this Rambam. So there's a pasuk that says the following. It says Shchan Eretz Urei Amunah. And this whole Indian of Avinu coming to Eretz Yisrael. So Shchan Eretz Urei Amunah. Right, and as long as you're Mekush to Tzadikim, you have that Sheikhas Eretz Yisrael. It says the Olam Tzadikim Yushu Eretz. So it says Shchan Eretz, when a person dwells in the land, right? Urei Emunah, you're going to pasture Emunah. Okay? So we know this week, like it says about Avim, we quoted this last night, Avim says, Vayei Bracha, you're going to be the Bracha. Which means that what? Bechachos meant, that we close out our Brachos with Baruch Ad Hashem, Magin Avram. Instead of it being Magin Avram Yisrael Yaakov, it's only Avram. So we said last night, Baruch Atah Hashem Magin Avram. Is Gematria 1001. Okay? So what else is Gematria 1001? I said before, Shchan Eretz Urei Emunah. Now, talking about Emunah, Urei means you're going to play, you're going to pasture Emunah, right? You need a lot of Emunah, though. Especially in this door. So you have to make a miloy out of Urei Emunah. So you spell out the letters of Urei Emunah. So Vav, Resh, Ayin, Hey. Vav, Vav, Resh, Yud, Shin, Ayin, Yud, Nun, Hey, Yud, is Gematria 667. Okay? Now, Emunah b'miloy is Gematria 334. So what's Gematria or Urei Emunah b'miloy? 667 plus
334.
1001. Gematria exactly. Baruch Ta Hashem Magen Avraham. That's how we close out our brachos. And that's all the brachos. All the Mekor HaBrachos comes from Avinu, comes from this. And that's that Urei Emunah. You're going to pass your Emunah. Is that through that Emunah, that's where you're going to be Zocha for those brachos of Avinu. But it's that Bitachon. It's that Bitachon that the Bas Ayin is talking about. And now just to come back to this Nekuda, is that what do we know? Oh, I almost forgot a whole nother Remes. My goodness. I put that Basayin. Here. Yeah? Is that, when now, in order to have that Emunah, what do you need? You need to be with Hashem. You need to be living with Hashem. Yeah? Yeah? So that Emunah is the Nekuda, is that wherever you go, you bring that Aleph. That's why Hashem's called the Alufo Shel Olam. Yeah? Refer to as the Alufo Shel Olam. Yeah? So now you go like this. Take Avram Vinu. How much is Avram Vinu? Avram is 248 plus Avinu. How much do you get? You get 317. But who does Avram always bring with him? That Aleph, which is that Lufa Sha'olam, that's 318. So what's the chashivas of this number 318? That we know the biggest mitzias in the world is what? Ein Shem Yesh. The biggest thing, you can't fall to that Yesh. That Yesh is that when you hit that point, when you think it's not going to work out, which means that you're lacking in Bitachon, that's Yesh. Oh, Yesh is 317. That's why this Nekuda of what Avram Avinu, but with that Aleph, with that 318, it's one above Yesh. That's what Bitachon brings you. It brings that place, what Lemalam Yesh, above Yesh, above that Sheikhas to giving up. Yeah? So, what did I want to say? Oh, that's why, what do we light on Hanukkah? Light the candles with?
Shemen.
So I thought of to say, like 4 years ago when I was lighting my candles, I thought about this. What are the last letters of Ein, Shum, Yesh? Is Shemen. That's what's going on here. With that Shemen, it brings you that the place Lamalam in Yesh. Malam from Gideon, but it comes through that Bitachon. And so if Rubenstein has a give out the Gemara, says, we say in Davening on Hanukkah. Is that a sitter over there?
No, sorry.
What sitter here? You have a Minchamarev sitter? I need one of those. And that says, this is one of my favorite mazim from Rubenstein. Right, so you see this Indian of Hanukkah is big with this Nekuda of not having that Yesh, yeah? Oh, perfect. No, in Bimei Matzyahu. Give me that. Listen, this is one of my favorite Muslims. So you see this Nekuda of Hanukkah is what? Is that Shemen takes you to a place of Bitachon. So you say Bimei Matzyahu, and then it says like this. V'kavu shmonas yimei Hanukkah elu lehodos lehalel l'shim chagadol, yeah? So how does this work? Oh, like this, yeah? So good, I guess. So now it says Vikavu Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Elu. Okay. So now if you take the Rosh Tevos of Vikavu is Vav Shmonas
Shem
Yimei
Yud
Elu
Aleph Yesh.
Yesh. So you're about to fall to that last nekuda v'yesh. You're about to fall. And what comes and breaks that up? That's why it's v'kavu shmonas yemei. What breaks up the yesh? Chanukah. Chanukah says, no, it's not going to be yesh. I'm not going to let you fall to yesh. That's where Chanukah comes. So at the end of time, that's why you lighten the places. What? Lamata miyud tfachim. Below. Below there was no kedusha, where you think you're nothing. And what you light it, and boom, it takes you up. That's why what's the metzias to shemen? If shemen mixes with anything, oh, shemen flows to the top. Goes to the top. And that's what bitachon is. Bitachon comes from there, and what goes to the top? That's what you have to know. Is that this mile of bitachon, especially in this world, that so many people are against bitachon. What's your 40-year plan? Right? What's your this? What's your that? You know, which is all important. Again, it's very important to be mesudr. Not to say Hashem's going to take care of me of everything, but be mesudr with the bitachon. That what, knowing that whatever I'm doing, that what, I live with that bitachon. Because Avraham Avinu, he thought his life was going one way. He thought it was going to be gevadig. Right? He was being carved of all these people. And what happened to him? Hashem said, oh, by the way, lecha. Well, I said, lecha. Like, I'm having a great time here. I'm doing this whole thing. That's why Weinberger said one time, when Avraham Avinu gets to Eretz Yisrael, what did he say? Vahi ra'av ba'aretz. There's a famine in the land. Yeah? So Weinberger said one time, what was the famine in the land? The famine was that Avraham Avinu was hungry for neshamas. He couldn't do it anymore because there was no one here. He left all the people who's been makariv. He was hungry to be makariv people. That's why sometimes we have such a plan in life and Hashem wants us to go a different derech. And we have to know, go with that bitachon. And daven for that bitachon. Daven with that amuna. And with that amuna, Hashem guides you where to go. So, siyat Shema, b'schus the bas ayin. I'm just heiliger Ramazan from the bas ayin, no? So, gishmak. Shabizokha, that bitachon Avraham Avinu. And to live with that, the hamin b'Hashem, v'yachshvei lo tzedakah. And Hashem should do his biggest tzedakah on us to bring us that ultimate day of the gulish lema, which is the biggest tzedakah Hashem could possibly do for us. And that day of Gula Shlema, of Yom Shkul Shabbos, Mnucha L'chayel Amin, Kavit Shabbos Kodesh.